KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's cloudy and 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 89. Radar shows the showers in the listening area are pretty much off to our north and far off to the east. The heaviest line of shower activity is currently up just around the Audubon area, and that stretches up towards Manning as well. The precipitation is moving to the southeast and crosses Interstate 80 over by Anita and to the east of there and down through the Greenfield and Highway 92 corridor between Greenfield and Highway 71. There are also widely scattered pockets of lighter precipitation elsewhere in our listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In state news, authorities say someone has drowned at West Okoboji Lake in northwest Iowa. The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office said officers responded to a report of a drowning a little after noon on Tuesday. No names have been released, as well as any other details have been released on that drowning. I'll have a look at area news coming up next.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are expected to act on approving a resolution to place a public measure on the November 6th general election ballot, calling for the appointment of a township officers to occur by the Board of Supervisors rather than by election. Auditor Dale Sunderman says 12 townships in Cass County currently have their positions filled by the supervisors. Four townships, Benton, Edna, Union, and Victoria, would be affected if the resolution is approved. The board today is also expected to act on awarding a tuck-pointing contract to one of two firms who submitted bids and made presentations to the board a couple of weeks ago. The supervisors' meeting gets underway at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. A public hearing with regard to the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the Atlantic Municipal Airport's taxiway grading and fuel lane construction project will also be held this morning at the Airport Terminal Building. Following that 9 a.m. hearing, the Airport Commission will act on a resolution approving the plans, specs, and form of contract. The City of Atlantic received a grant amounting to more than $510,760 this past May to help pay for the project and other improvements at the airport. The grant requires a 10% local match. The Commission will also review the construction bids and pass a resolution awarding a contract for that project. And they'll review the status of the city hangar door replacement project at the airport before hearing other airport-related discussion and business. The hangar door project received a $36,000 grant from the state of Iowa. The project calls for an old manually sliding hangar door to be replaced with one that's hydraulically operated. Campaign aides say President Barack Obama plans to campaign across Iowa next week, visiting at least seven cities over a course of 3 days. It'll be the Democrat president's fifth campaign visit to Iowa this year. It's Obama's longest Iowa stay since taking office in 2009 and his longest visit in one state during this presidential election campaign. Obama is scheduled to visit Council Bluffs and Boone next Monday, Marshalltown, Oskaloosa, and Waterloo on Tuesday, and Dubuque and Davenport next Wednesday. First Lady Michelle Obama will join the president for Wednesday's stops. Republican Mitt Romney was scheduled to campaign in Iowa later Tuesday and Wednesday morning, making his fourth visit to the state since clinching the GOP nomination. Iowa is among the half-dozen states where polls show the race is very close. An accident in Atlantic Monday morning caused $3,500 damage, but no one was injured. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that a vehicle driven by Marilyn Spatz of Urbandale had stopped at the intersection of 2nd and Poplar heading north, but then pulled out in front of another vehicle. Officials say Spatz didn't see the vehicle driven by Todd McDermott of Walnut, which was traveling east on 2nd Street. Spatz's bumper hit the McDermott vehicle on the right side. The accident happened just before 10:30 a.m. Monday. Officials say Spatz was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway or street. A vehicle which had been parked in the driveway of a Clarinda funeral home was driven through a garage door last Tuesday, July the 31st. The Clarinda Police Department says the owner of the Walker Merrick funeral home reported a burglary and theft occurred at the business. Officials say a BMW that was parked in the drive had been crashed through a garage door at the funeral home. The owner of the business said two firearms in that vehicle were stolen. No damage estimates to either the building or the BMW were given at the time of the report. The incident remains under investigation. Police in Clarinda also report no arrests have been made in connection with a series of vandalism incidents, which occurred the week of July 22nd through the 28th. The damage amounted to more than $2,500 and included an incident which took place at the Meadow Run apartment complex, where a sign designating the location of the business office had been deliberately set on fire. And the Clarinda Police Department reports their officers were involved in a foot pursuit early Sunday morning of a person suspected of being a prowler. Police Chief Keith Brothers said his officers had responded to a report of a prowler in the area of the Clairhaven apartment housing complex on West Willow Street. During a search of the area, officers became involved in a foot pursuit with a white male in his late teens or early 20s. The suspect managed to elude police. The incident remains under investigation. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, there are no early reports of damage from Ernesto, which hit Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a hurricane early today. It's since weakened to a tropical storm, but could regain hurricane strength after it crosses the Yucatan and moves back over water. Hundreds of fishermen have fled low-lying villages, and thousands of tourists have evacuated resorts in the storm's path. An Ohio man is appearing in court in Akron this morning on charges involving his wife's death that authorities believe could have been a mercy killing. John Wise allegedly shot his wife of 45 years Saturday as she lay in the hospital intensive care unit. And finally in the news, 4 days of an Xbox gaming marathon was a little too much for a 15-year-old Ohio boy. The teen collapsed and was hospitalized Tuesday after becoming severely dehydrated. His mother tells WBNS-TV that her son came out of his bedroom during the 4 days only to pick up snacks or take a shower. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Peter John Brent, Jr., age 73 of Stewart, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peter Brent, Jr. will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Margaret Lippincott, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Margaret Lippincott will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with a role in funeral service of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Lois Jean Getzinger, age 59 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lois Getzinger will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Is in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you on KJAN by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Henson reporting.